and welcome to the Lighten Up podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I am delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 131. What is right about you that you are not getting? This is one of my favorite questions. It is born from a beautiful system called Access Consciousness, which is basically a system that lets you change anything that you desire to change through energetic tools and processes and just different perspective flips that you can start to add. And perspective flips are like my number one go-to, my favorite thing to work on with myself, and my favorite thing to work on with other people. Our perspective of our life, our point of view of our life, is what creates our reality. It creates our perception of ourself. It creates our perception of the people around us. Every single situation is colored by your points of view and your perception of yourself and the world and how you fit into it or don't. And so often that perspective and those points of view are one based in judgment. There's always this kind of like niggling thing in the back of your head of, oh, you know, I think I must be wrong here. I think I must not measure up. I think I must not quite fit. It's kind of fascinating to me to really pick through a lot of these points of view that we have that aren't conscious. They're actually unconscious. They are something that is deep, 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 deep down below the surface. One of the ways I like to kind of describe it is just like the waves on the top of the ocean floor. You can see the patterns of the water if you look out at the sea. What's actually guiding those different patterns and water flows and movements are currents that are way deep down. Beyond that, even deeper still, the ups and downs of the sand of the ocean floor beneath all of that are things that are so deeply ingrained, they cause the water above to flow in a certain direction. Our perspectives, our points of view, our judgmental interestingnesses that we have with ourselves, they're like that. They are the ocean currents that are deeper down, and some of them are even so deep, they're like the bedrock of the foundation of ourselves. And unfortunately with that, they color every single thing that occurs on the surface. So before you know it, where the water may want to flow one way, your perspective, your viewpoint, your filter that you're using to see yourself, to see the world around you, to see situations that occur, to see the people in your life, all of them are silently guided away from that and into this grooved pattern that you have. These groove patterns can show up a myriad of different ways. I mean, they are your thought patterns, they're your beliefs, they are your attitudes toward yourself and others. They're kind of those cognitive thought patterns, behavior patterns that are stimulus response based. I don't know if you've ever felt like this, but it's like someone pushes your button and before you know it, you just respond. You're basically reacting to whatever button they're pushing, and in a way that's not, again, conscious. You don't have conscious choice. You don't have space in the moment to actually go, you know what, that's probably not what I would choose had I had a beat, a breath, a space to tune into my awareness, to see the possibilities, and to actually choose consciously for the outcome that I desire. All of this is based on our perspective of ourselves and our points of view of ourselves. So it's fascinating to kind of look at that. And I've talked about that before in prior shows. So if you've been listening for a while, I don't think that's new information for you. But what I'd love to talk about today in particular is how many of those points of view are based in self-judgment, limited perspectives, and the belief that you're wrong somehow. Now, flipping perspectives is fantastic because it takes that deeper bedrock that you've been functioning from, that's been guiding the flow of your life, whether you're aware of it or not, and actually starts to challenge those things. So being able to kind of go, wow, I have been judging myself constantly about how I am in this circumstance. When you actually ask this beautiful question, what is right about you that you're not getting? You're taking that thing that you're judging, that thing that you're making wrong, the thing that you're making like a limitation of you, flipping it on its ear and challenging that perspective and going, huh, I wonder what's actually right about me. This is a way not to flip in polarity from a negative to a positive, but it's a way to take a limitation, flip it, and start wondering. Start questioning the limitation, first of all, and also start wondering about the possibility that lies within. There are tons of examples we can go through. Just using myself as an example, those of you who have read my multi-award-winning beautiful book, The Other Side of Bipolar, saw that I did this dynamically, not only with my diagnosis, flipping it on its ear, but also flipping all of the symptoms, the signs and the symptoms, which were a busy mind, a stressed out body, a lot of paranoia, feeling everyone as if they were me, feeling all of the energy around me and in my environment like it was coming from the inside, over-personalizing everything, over-identifying with everything. Things that had nothing to do with me were all of a sudden mine and something I had to deal with. Also, that sponge phenomenon that we've talked about before on this show, where you basically just soak up everything around you and everyone else's stuff so that you become so sopping heavy and wet. And guess what? In the process, make yourself wrong. In the process of going through all of that, I know I did dynamically, and I was told over and over again how wrong I was to have those symptoms. And I get it, those symptoms are not fun to have when you are having emotional upheaval, when you're having the busy mind, the stressed body, when you're having panic attacks, when you can't find yourself and your feet and you kind of feel like you're volleyed around constantly. I get it. What is fascinating is how often those things are looked at and tried to be fixed from the perspective of something's wrong that has to be addressed and fixed that way. What I'm inviting you to with this question is to really start taking those baser beliefs that are causing this and flipping it on its ear. What is right about you, and what is right about all that that you're not getting? From my own personal history, and see where all of this can apply to you, me soaking up all the information from my environment, me soaking up everybody else's stuff, me kind of ping-ponging back and forth on all the energy and all the dynamics and relationship dynamics I was surrounded by. When I ask what is right about that I'm not getting, it's not the wrongness of not knowing myself. It's not the wrongness of not being able to hold my ground. It's not the wrongness of, oh my God, I'm so sensitive. I'm soaking up everybody else's crap. It is the rightness of, wow, look how aware I am. Look at all the information I have access to. Look at how deep I can connect with people. Now, how is it that I can have myself in the midst of all of that? How is it that I can make this work for me? And how is it that I can use this to my advantage? That is a way of taking the wrongness, asking what is right about me that I am not getting, and what is right about this that I'm not getting, and then being able to start working with it in a way where you actually start to get to explore the beautiful gifts that lie within. I know this from personal experience, my own path of being so wrong that it was diagnosable, working my way through it to the other side. And of course, the title of my book, The Other Side of Bipolar, is really starting to not buck against the system, but look at it from a different angle. challenge those deeper perspectives that were put on me, grooved in deeply, and mainly had to do with my perception of myself, my inner judgment of me and my place in the world than anything else. It allows you to challenge that, flip it on its ear, and with that comes wondering space to be able to see what is brilliant about you in the midst of that. So many of the upheavals, the upsets, the diagnosable stuff, even just the kind of thing in your gut that kind of goes, you know what, I don't think I'm safe here, I don't think I'm okay. All of that heaviness that a lot of us are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, a lot of that is the rightness of our awareness and our connectedness with each other in our environments. If that actually wasn't wrong, but if it was a strength that you could harness and utilize, what could you create for yourself, for your body, for your life, and for the world? This is a radically different perspective, and I get it's one that's talked about in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different areas. The more you perk your ears up, the more you'll hear conversations about gifts that lie within kind of issues that other people think are wrongnesses. But we need to take that out of the conceptual, start to unpack it a bit for ourselves, for what actually is true for us, in a way that we can actually start to untangle it, unwind it, and then really harness the gift that it is. As I said before, I get a lot of these things don't feel like gifts, those deeper judgments we have of ourselves, even if you weren't diagnosed or have a big issue going on, even those deeper self-doubts and those mistrusts of yourself, those kind of I don't measure up, or the proof of trying to measure up on the outside because you feel inside you don't, all of those things have such a heavy, heavy burden to our life and our life path. This one question, which again is from the beautiful system of Access Consciousness, what is right about you that you're not getting, and what is right about this that I'm not getting, just allows you to start challenging those perspectives, smoothing out that bedrock, that foundation that you've been building your life on, to one of more peaceful, easeful, less judgy points of view, and actually start to explore your uniqueness and how you can apply it. What if there's nothing wrong about you? What if you're just different? And what if that difference is what is required for you to live the unique, trailblazing life that you were meant to? If you're desiring to walk down this path in a deeper way and perhaps with some more support, my book club is starting on the 11th of November. It is a 5-week complimentary, completely free series going through my beautiful book, The Other Side of Bipolar. We're going to be having creative conversations, some group life coaching, and really taking this whole concept of what is right about you, you aren't getting, digging through it for how it can apply to you, and starting to see what else is possible. I'm so looking forward to just cozying up and connecting deeper with so many of you. Please feel free to pop in. You can speak or not speak. You can get the recordings afterwards and listen to them in your own space. I just get so many of us are looking for a deeper conversation. And quite frankly, that's why I wrote my book, is I desire to have a deeper conversation and a wider conversation with more folks around this topic. What is right about you that you are not getting? And if it is time to explore in a deeply supported way, I invite you to pop on the book club, The Other Side of Bipolar. The link to join is down below. Take some space, see if it pops for you, and please spend some time with this question. Play with it. What is right about you that you are not getting? Start to unpack it for yourself and see what else is possible. Have an amazing week, and as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.